We take you to Koboko District, where the leaders in Kuluba sub-county have called for the establishment of more health centers in the area to boost healthcare services. According to the leaders, a bigger population of Kuluba sub-county, especially people living at the lower belt of Nyambiri and Busia, are always cut off from accessing healthcare services from Aipe Health Center 3, that serves the greater population of Kuluba and the communities neighboring South Sudan. According to Johnston Agele, the sub-county chairperson for Kuluba, mothers in labor are the most affected by the inaccessible health facilities.
Under health, we have two health facilities. We have Hamodo Health Center 3 and Aipe Health Center 3. But when you look at the area coverage of Kuluba, it's very big. You first go to Nyambiri. You see from Aipe Health Center to Nyambiri is around 19 kilometers. Mothers who labor always get a problem in transportation. Bringing them to Aipe may take time and it may cause them a lot of deaths on the roads.
That was Agele saying the sub-county plans to secure land for the establishment of a health center to serve the communities. He also reveals that there is a plan to call Nyambiri Community Health Center to bridge the gap in accessing healthcare services in the area.
We had procured or we had planned for 5 million to title the health facility at the Busia Community Facility, where we need government intervention so that it could come and give support, so that we raise up that health facility at Kaminga Village to support the people of Nyambiri, especially Nyambiri Paris and part of Lower Aina.